Good morning. It's Tuesday, 23rd of February. Our middle reading today is from Psalms 94 and 95. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, The Praises of Israel. This passage is about Psalm 95 and starts with verses 6 and 7. Once again, David appeals to the congregation of Israel. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Literally, let us prostrate ourselves before him. This, no doubt, reflects the form of worship common among the people of Israel. It is not the manner in which we are accustomed to present ourselves before God. But there is a principle here. The danger of over-familiar thought and talk when referring to our Heavenly Father is to be avoided. The wonder of our relationship with him arises out of the fact that he is so immeasurably great, so high and holy, beyond our feeble minds to comprehend, yet he condescends to call us his children. The closeness of our relationship must never be allowed to diminish the source of awe and reverence with which we must regard him. We must always prostrate ourselves before him, in spirit, if not in posture. The reference to the Lord our Maker is not to the original creation of man, but rather to the formation of the nation of Israel. See, for example, Isaiah 43 verse 1. Not only was God their maker, but he was also their shepherd. He led his people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron, Psalm 77, verse 20. He made his own people to go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, Psalm 78, verse 52. The last phrase of verse 7, although connected with the second section of the psalm, which starts in verse 8, opens up interesting connections with the book of Exodus. Today, if you will hear his voice. These are the words of David, although the remaining verses of the psalm are spoken by God himself. God, the shepherd of Israel, led his people through the wilderness, but this great king was represented and manifest in the midst of them by the angel of his presence. Behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him, we read in Exodus chapter 23. So, with a reflection on these words, David says, today, if ye will hear his voice. That angel, with a special responsibility for Israel, still dwelt among them, and there was still a necessity to obey his voice. David is emphasizing that the truths of the Exodus were continuing blessings for Israel. It was today, this day, in which they needed to hear his voice if they were to enjoy the blessings of God's rest. So it must ever be, for now is our time of opportunity, and in the broadest sense, every time we read the word of God, it is today if we will hear his voice. This psalm is quoted in Hebrews, which demonstrates that David saw the ark resting in Zion as a type of the ultimate rest that remained for God's people when all the earth should say, the Lord reigneth. So let us not harden our hearts, but rather turn to the Lord God of Israel with all our heart and soul and mind, that we might share in the glory that is to come. Thank you for listening.